A city, Chicago. Its mayor, Jane Byrne.
Now therefore I, Jane M. Byrne, mayor of the city of Chicago, do hereby proclaim Saturday, March 21st, 1981, to be Chicago Salute Sticks Day and urge all citizens to join in celebrating the memory of the Paradise Theater and in welcoming Sticks home to Chicago.
Four consecutive triple platinum albums, The Grand Illusion, Pieces of Eight, Cornerstone, Paradise Theater. Since 1975, gross retail sales in excess of $100 million. On tour, the success story continued.
The film at the end was excellent.
Jeez, I wish they could have stayed all night long.
It was great.
Pretty good. Six is great, man.
It was phenomenal. The lights went on and off. It said Paradise Theater, and that's what it was. It was a paradise.
Tonight's the night we'll make history.
Good afternoon,
Beaver. This is Barry Leff with Beaver Productions, and in 1981, I promoted 14 shows with Sticks. All 14 sold out, including 9 house gross and attendance records. And by far, Sticks was the hottest ticket in 1981.
1981, the Paradise Theater Tour. 130 concerts in 105 cities worldwide. Sellout after sellout. 1.7 million tickets in the largest selling concert tour ever. The New York Times called it a marketing machine on tour. But in the entertainment business, concerts are just the beginning. To fully understand the impact, we went to the source.
Kansas City.
Los Angeles, California.
Steve Resnick, National Promotion Director, A&M Records.
It wasn't any coincidence that in an industry that was down 30% across the board, that the Paradise album was up in every region.
Sticks scored their fourth consecutive triple platinum album, a first in the industry. The impact was made on tour. The contribution was made in media. How was it done? It was complicated.
Phoenix Marketing.
Doug McNeil, Phoenix Marketing.
Initially, the band had a problem going into this thing. They simply were too hot. Now, that doesn't seem like a problem on the surface, but look at it this way. When you put your tickets on sale 8 weeks in advance with a hot show like Sticks, there's an initial burst of excitement. Quick sellouts usually follow, and traditionally, the excitement subsides until the week of the show. If the show sold out, you're sitting still in the water for 8 weeks. Then you're out of it. In terms of image marketing and advertising, it's prime time, definitely a gold mine. Half the hot bands didn't know it was there. The other half couldn't figure out how to get it.
The challenge was to create a marketing vehicle geared for maximum exposure in every ADI. A vehicle that wouldn't let up for a second, that would pick up strength from ticket sale day, reaching the peak of its power curve the day the band hit the stage.
The campaign was designed to create total market awareness and total market excitement for a period of 9 weeks.
Stephen Ewing, Vice President, Tour de Force Limited, recognized as one of the nation's top rock and roll radio producers and media strategists.
First, we sensitized the market with teasers.
American rock and roll. It's been measured in decibels, sized up in tons and candle power. It's been packaged in gadgetry and sent off on the road only to be stripped of its heart and passed off as state of the art in concert halls coast to coast. American rock and roll. How much fog and how many flash pots must it hide behind? How long will it be before it has something to say?
We rolled off the teasers in a Red Series spots that sold the excitement of the impending sellout.
The forgotten dream, scattered across 50 years, will again take form as five men resurrect a moment in time and change the very course of American rock and roll.
Tonight's the night we'll make history.
Welcome to the Paradise Theater.
Here at the
beneath her marquee, a moment explodes into a lifetime in the hands of a band known worldwide as Sticks.
Hey, hey, hey.
8 p.m. Thursday, February 29th, within the cavernous walls of the Dane County Coliseum, the Paradise Theater comes to life in concert with Sticks Live.
So what you doing tonight?
You're going to tell absolutely everyone you know
that at precisely 10 o'clock this Saturday, 60,000 Paradise Theater tickets
up for grabs from Beaver.
The plan went far beyond simply keeping the show hot. After the tickets were gone, Sticks moved into phase two. They were selling records and concert merchandise.
Sure, there were 10,000 in the arena, But there were a million four on the ADI that didn't see the show, and every one of them was in the market for albums, just like every one of them can drink beer, wear blue jeans, or put on cologne. Millions of them never saw that show, and they were the ones we were after. We went out there, we made that call, and we sold them. The concert, the concept, and the music.
The marketing philosophy was simple.
We had what radio wanted. We had the band, so we called all the shots.
Frontline Management's Jim Cahill, a former program director, a man who knows radio inside and out.
We structured a campaign so elaborate that it unfolded on the air in a series of color-coded sequences. Orange teasers, blue and red cell spots, and finally, the green series, designed for custom use, market by market for radio station promotions.
Welcome to a theater swept out of time, where the power is measured in feeling, and the lights aren't nearly as important as whose shadows they cast.
Spots 1 and 2, swing left, go.
John, put on the one drum.
Spots 5 and 6, frame blue, go.
Guitars, Chuck Panazzo, James Young, and Tommy Shaw.
Center stage, keyboards lit, in white, go.
The Doctor, Dennis DeYoung.
Ready for lights.
The Paradise. Beneath her marquee stands the best this nation has to offer.
Ready all spots.
Styx.
Go.
Lonely people.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
FM and AM welcomes Dennis DeYoung, Tommy Shaw, James Young, Chuck and John Panazzo, Styx, live. In conjunction, WPGC proudly presents Paradise Unlimited, an almost unlimited giveaway of Styx gear. Keep it right here for details. Shines again in paradise from Styx.
Stations could tie in as tight as they wanted. No radio station was locked out. There was only one requirement. All stations were required to run the Styx materials provided.
We monitored all three. We knew exactly what we were getting. Every minute in every market. The real beauty of the Paradise campaign is what we got for free. Radio gave us tens of thousands of dollars in inventory. Market after market just to tie into the concerts. And they gave it to us where we wanted it. After the shows sold out, and well in advance of the performance. And that's where you sell product, albums especially, and create demand for concert merchandise. And I don't see a reason in the world a sponsor couldn't take advantage of that.
Green Series 90s and custom promotional packages. An exercise in control. A lesson in conversion. These custom 90s were not designed to sell the show. The concert had already sold out. They were designed as programming tools, promotional announcements that we exchanged with radio for participation and airtime. Tim Kelly, program director, WLUP, Chicago.
The Styx advertising material is far superior to what local promoters run, and with their concert packages, I can tie the station's call letters into the show using all their ammunition as programming tools. Concerts and that concert connection is probably one of the most important elements in programming a radio station today. And with Styx, you also get the luxury of their aggressiveness in the marketplace.
Does management buy the value of a concert tie-in? James DeCastro, GM at The Loop.
We'd be thrilled to have The Loop's name tied in with a Styx concert, because the Chicago end of The Loop, it's just that hot.
When it comes to sponsorship, brand mentions alone won't create a sales program. A sponsor deserves more. Steve Resnick.
The contribution was made in media.
Doug McNeil.
In terms of image marketing and advertising, it's definitely a gold mine.
Stephen Ewing.
We went out there, we made that call, and we sold them.
Jim Cahill.
We had what radio wanted.
James DeCastro.
It's just that hot.
The 1983 Styx Tour is now in the pre-production phase. The marketing machine is again ready to roll. For complete analysis of our entire 1983 sponsorship package, contact Frontline Management, Los Angeles. Exclusive representation for Styx worldwide. Material included herein, copyright 1982. All rights reserved.